People who live in Hana, Maui are likely to tell you they wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But life in a remote and beautiful place has its challenges, and as more and more visitors discover the pleasures of a little town with no golf courses or large resort hotels and plenty of natural beauty, those challenges multiply. As anyone who's been there will tell you, the trip in and out of town is an adventure in itself, and deteriorating road conditions on the two roads in and out have caused community members to band together to lobby for improvements to some treacherous stretches of highway. Hana resident Napua Hueo is one of them. She joins us by phone. Hi, Napua. Thanks for talking with us.
Aloha, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Have you lived in Hana most of your life?
Yes, all of my life in the small town of Kanai, which is at the halfway point to Hana.
Uh-huh. So you see the traffic up and down the road. What's it like?
Yes, definitely have noticed the traffic from when I was a young girl until now, and seen the growth in numbers as far as visitors who venture the Hana Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, we would consider to be over capacity. We have limited parking, numerous issues with illegal parking because of the limited parking, and the limited parks and state parks to facilitate all these visitors.
Now, is this a state road or a county road?
The highway is a state road. Some of the turnoffs to some of the highlight sites along the way are county roads, so we've got both county and state roads in play here.
Does that create problems, just the fact that there are two different jurisdictions you have to talk to?
Yes, definitely. So in regards to some of the restroom facilities, you know, it'll fall under the county. Some of them fall under the state. So there's a lot of entities at the table here trying to figure things out.
Well, what's your entity doing?
So I'm a board member with the Hana Community Association, and we've adopted the Hana Highway Regulation, which is an initiative that I started last year to implement some measures to increase the safety and efficiency of the road to Hana.
Mm-hmm. Which are?
First of all, we've got our code of conduct, which we published in June, and that's sort of a general guideline. There's never been a formalized set of rules for driving the Hana Highway. Everybody has their suggestions, but there's never been one list of rules that everybody can turn to and sort of refer to how to do it the right way. So we published the code of conduct in early summer and have been editing it since then. Some community associations from the North Shore have put in, you know, new line items, and so it's constantly an edit. But that's sort of our baseline core where we are starting from as far as just putting out a set of rules for the road to Hana.
Well, the rules don't have the force of law, right? They're a code of conduct that you hope people will follow, yeah?
Yes, they're a suggested list of rules.
What kind of things, give me a hint, what are some of the things that you're asking?
Sure. So some of the preliminary rules are really state the obvious types of things. Check your vehicle, make sure you've got all the right fluids, make sure you've got gas, check weather conditions. And then it gets a little bit more in-depth as far as traversing the road to Hana, where we suggest you visit state parks, county parks, established venues that invite visitors to come and experience their property and whatnot. Trying to encourage people to stay away from private properties and areas of danger. And then it gets a little bit more thorough as far as the sunscreen issue and using reef-safe sunscreen and trying not to displace soil and rocks, and gets in detail towards the end.
What about road conditions?
Always suggesting visitors check on road conditions before heading out. There's landslides at any point in time, so just staying up to date with the news as far as, you know, if there are any trees down, or if there are any weather conditions that would prohibit access to Hana.
One of the ideas that's been suggested, Napua, is charging a toll for drivers who do not have a Hawaii State driver's license. Those people would get no charge. What do you think of that idea?
That idea has been tossed around for quite some time now by residences. we understand that that'll be a little bit future tense as far as creating a system where we could maybe manage reservations or entry fees for the Road to Hana. But for the time being, we're just starting with our code of conduct. We're implementing a commercial operator program here shortly for anybody who does commercial activity in the scope of the Road to Hana. We feel that that will really help us get a handle on some of the private property trespassing issues we have. And then our third objective is to implement a community patrol, which would help enforce the regulations that the Department of Transportation, Public Utilities Commission, and Department of Health have trouble upholding because of their lack in staffing. So we feel that these three short-term objectives will help manage the situation for the time being until we can put more thought and effort into planning for potentially a road toll or access fee for visitors.
The whole idea of an access fee for visitors creates a little bit of a division between visitors and locals, doesn't it?
Definitely. You know, nature, we expect it to sort of be free to enjoy. But at this point, there's been a lot of tension between residents and visitors with the situation of residents needing the road for, you know, medical visits on the other side of the island and whatnot. So we've been kind of weighing the priority of needs as far as residents to visitors go.
If there's tension already between visitors and locals, it's not likely to diminish if you charge visitors a toll and don't charge locals, right?
Right. I don't see much of that.
You don't see much of what? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't see much tension as far as the residents to the visitors.
I thought you said. I thought you just said something to that effect. But it does seem as if the interests of visitors and residents don't always intersect. Yeah.
Right. It's quite a big issue here we're dealing with. We have, you know, numerous different industries in play here. So we've been trying to gather community and commercial insight over the course of this first year so we can really figure out where we go from here, because there's, like I said, numerous entities in the work.
I would think that those entities would have some very different interests. Some of them want to encourage, I would think, as many visitors as they can.
Right. So very tough to balance all of the interests, but we're doing our best to get the full scope of perspective, and then we will work on the solutionary after that.
Well, it's a lot of balancing to be done, Napua, but I wish you luck. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Napua Hueo is a resident of Kainai, a small town along the road to Hana, located in the Ko'olamoku. Her family has raised taro here for generations, managed its fruit stand for more than 30 years. In 2017, the Hana Community Association voted her in as a board member and adopted her entity as an initiative of the organization. The entity is called the Hana Highway Regulation. You can learn more about it on our Facebook page, The Conversation.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from the National Kidney Foundation of Hawaii, whose Kidney Cars program provides funding for community health and education services. Learn more about vehicle donation at kidneyhi.org.